News. I'm Jackie Quinn. Stocks ended mixed on Wall Street. The Dow gained a modest 15 points. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 ending in negative territory. AP correspondent Seth Sutel reports chipmaker NVIDIA was down 3%.
NVIDIA's stock continues to cool from its supernova run and heading for its first losing week in the last nine.
The U.S. Supreme Court upholds a ban against domestic violence suspects being allowed to have a weapon. A lower court had struck it down. The AP's Mark Sherman reports the ruling was nearly unanimous.
The court voted 8-1. Justice Clarence Thomas, who was the author of the ruling 2 years ago that expanded gun rights, was the only dissenter.
There's been a deadly shooting in Fordyce, Arkansas, at a small grocery store called Mad Butcher. This witness, David Rodriguez, started recording when he heard the shots. Police say two people were killed, and there's a video of a man down in a parking lot. Six others in Fordyce were injured. An Israeli strike in Gaza is said to have killed at least 25 people at a tent camp in Rafah. And UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warns of escalating tensions at the northern Lebanon border.
One rash move, one miscalculation could trigger a catastrophe.
President Biden's at Camp David. He's prepping for next Thursday's debate against Donald Trump. Donald Trump's lawyers are asking a Florida judge to disqualify Special Prosecutor Jack Smith from the classified documents case. Our Jennifer King reports.
The former president's attorneys have launched motion after motion in an effort to get the indictment thrown out. There's still no trial date.
A new study from the maker of the popular obesity drug Zepbound finds it may also help treat sleep apnea. This is AP News. Something new and presumably safer for e-cigarette users.
The FDA says it has okayed four menthol e-cigarettes, acknowledging that vaping flavors can reduce the harms of traditional tobacco smoking. The decision lends new credibility to vaping companies, which have claimed their products can help blunt the toll of smoking, which is blamed for 480,000 deaths in the U.S. each year. The decision was immediately criticized by parent groups and anti-tobacco activists. Last year, 10% of high schoolers reported e-cigarette use. Of those who vaped, 90% used flavors, including menthol. I'm Mike Hempen.
A Texas medical panel's approving guidance for doctors working under one of the nation's most restrictive abortion laws. The panel, though, did not list specific exemptions to the law, which doctors complain is dangerously unclear. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Your business is one of a kind. So your website should be too. With Wix, it's easy. Almost too easy to create a website that's perfectly yours. Just tell AI what kind of site you want to build or choose from thousands of templates. Change whatever you want, whenever you want, and get everything you need to start running your business your way. No matter what you sell or what you aspire to be, you can do it all yourself on Wix. Go to Wix.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,